A new film revitalizes themes of sexual and gender identity through a personal lens, exploring a family with a trans daughter who embarks a journey of self-discovery when visiting their grandfather in Amsterdam. South Australian director Sophie Hyde draws on her own lived experience to produce Jimper, centered on growing up in a queer family and parenting a trans child of her own. The Wire's Stephen Hill spoke with Miss Hyde about why she decided to make a film based on the personal story of her family.
Yeah, I had the experience of growing up with a father who was openly gay, like out loud and publicly gay. And he was very much an activist, and he worked in public health when the AIDS crisis was at its peak. And it's something that's always been around in my life and very familiar. When he died a handful of years ago, I realised that my child, who was only 12 at the time, Aud, was kind of really, really stepping into a very public identity or exploration of their identity as a trans, non-binary person. And they were exploring that really naturally, but also, like a lot of people who have queer identities, it became public. It was very out loud. And I really longed for them to be able to talk about that, to talk about how difficult it can be when people attack you and use your personal life as a kind of football politically, but also the great liberation of living as yourself and not following the script. I longed for that conversation between generations. I don't think we anticipated that it would stay as explicitly linked to our family as it seems to be.
In all your films, you've always been interested in non-conformist characters that challenge the norm, whether that be the free-spirited girls in Animals. Was there a similar quality in Jimper that drew you to explore the different ways in which, you know, people can connect to the world differently?
I certainly like the idea that we might reject what seems like a status quo. As humans, we could talk to each other about what we want, our desires, who we are, how we show up in the world, rather than feeling like it's preordained. My dad taught me a lot about that, and I think it's a very freeing idea. I feel like those people are around me all the time, but I don't get to see them on screen very often. You know, people fit into very conventional roles a lot of the time on screen. And so I want to explore those things not in an overt or pushy or shocking way, but actually as just part of being a human.
Jimper, you have John Lithgow, whose performances have really driven films over many decades. What was it like working with John?
He comes in and he is just so generous and with his energy and his time and his attention, because he's got a fantastic memory and a real kind of like spark. So he's a great character actor. He really believes in storytelling. So he comes into a room and he is just ready, like, let's do it. Excited by everyone, excited by what's happening. And he wanted to really inhabit Jim with, he has tattoos on and a beard and he moves differently. He needed to get naked. He was very ready to do that. In fact, he said to me on our first call, like, it's really important that this character is naked. It tells me so much about. And that enthusiasm just bleeds out to everyone's work. And then, of course, John's very affectionate as a human. And my dad also was very affectionate.
So what's interesting also is the generational differences. Jim is very much involved in the struggle as an activist to gain social acceptance, while Francis has grown up in a different period where LGBTI community has obtained some social acceptance and is maybe fighting different battles. Can you talk a bit about the generational divide that some of the characters explore?
I feel like we don't talk enough intergenerationally at the moment. I think young people online have been able to find their peers a lot of the time and have these conversations about language and identity, and that's been really life-saving in a lot of ways for people. But because we're not in spaces as much together, we don't have these kind of conversations about the hurt, the learnings, the different lives that have been lived, and also the understanding from older people of the experience that young people still continue to go through of being ostracized and treated differently and at the moment largely attacked in quite an extreme way. We really wanted to be in conversation across generations, and we didn't want to have an answer, and we wanted to feel like there were good reasons that everyone felt things. We wanted the characters to be able to disagree. We wanted to explore what it feels like to hurt each other and still show up and love each other. We do this thing at the moment where it's like, if you're not with me, you're against me. But we can't keep doing that because we have to work out how to do this thing together, how to survive and get through all of this. The thing that was really important to us was that the family and the group of people around them, there was no sense that everyone was going to leave each other or abandon each other. They kind of keep showing up even when they really don't agree.
South Australian film director Sophie Hyde speaking with The Wire's Stephen Hill.